I can move a jury, I think, more than
Paul.
Most of these kids and him, because, you know, because I'm a, I don't know, I get very emotional, and I just, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, I think you will when you get there.
I mean, I could try to list reasons, but I don't like to do that, but,
yeah.
You know, I can just, I just affect people more.
Yeah.
The way it is, and I can affect people in a very negative way sometimes,
mm-hmm.
affect them in a very positive way. People like that, it depends, and I'm obviously going to just be myself and affect them in a real positive way.
Right.
And I hope it comes across real good. I think that it will. And
yeah, I'm sure it will once the time comes for you to get there, you know, and you'll be nervous and stuff a little bit.
I want to show them how much I believe in, you know, what my past, you know, how much I feel for it.
You're right.
All the pain involved, you know,
mm-hmm.
And there's no way any DA is going to get me to, you know, it's stupid. You know, I mean, I'm thoroughly, you know, I mean, I'm a product of what happened. And I just feel like I want to make sure that the jurors understand that.
Yes, yeah.
And every time I feel real sad, like today, I cried a lot today.
Did you?
And I feel like, you know, there's no way that I'd be on a stand and a jury not believe what I say.
Right.
You know, they're going to absorb what I say. They're going to
absolutely. They're going to be hanging on your every word.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't give a fuck how many people lie, which they don't have that many people, but they have a few
mm-hmm.
people, or how many people come forward on my behalf for all the arguments and opening statements and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You got that person sitting a couple feet away from you, and they're telling you things that are very hard for them to say,
mm-hmm.
are very embarrassing, are very difficult. You know, and they're telling you that because they need to. They have to. They're being forced to in a way, but they need you to know. And, you know, that's, you know, I can easily, I always envision a jury that finishes hearing me,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then sends a note to the judge saying, we don't need to hear anymore. We're ready to give a decision.
Right.
We don't want to hear anymore. We don't want to spend another 4 months here. And that's what I want.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what I believe will happen.
Uh-huh.
Well, I could be wrong, but I don't think so.
And now here's Mike Walker on murder and the Menendez case.
As a lifelong journalist or voyeur for hire, this I can tell you truly. Nothing gets the heart pumping quicker than taking a brisk walk through the mind of a killer. Ah, yes, murderers. The killer elite, the big leaguers of crime, famous outlaws who did it, went all the way down the taboo trail and snuffed out human life. We peer into the eyes of these beasts and we're horrified, disgusted, and perhaps just a little bit thrilled? Oh, we gasp, how could anyone do that? Next question. Could I? There's no denying our morbid, dare I say, fatal fascination for the mind of the murderer. We love our death dealers. They are unique, not like other criminals. Crime reporters and whodunit fans enthusiastically study the quirks and aberrations of the lesser or less lethal outlaws. It's fun finding out what makes thieves, thugs, and perverts tick. But those pale minds won't suddenly pounce and make you shudder. What sets the man-killer's mentality apart is a cold, focused intensity, an hypnotic beacon that sucks us in as our imaginations thrash helplessly.